Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Have you enjoyed the salvation which the Lord has accomplished for us? When we believe in the Lord, our sins were forgiven, and that's very precious. But have you ever thought about it? It's only the beginning of your sins to be forgiven. The aim of the salvation is we can enjoy the love of Abba and the Lord. And this is how we enjoy the salvation, to enter into the salvation. And this is the love plan of Abba, the Lord, and the spirits from O, so that they can be the closest, the nearest, and even united with us in one spirit. Hence, after we believe, we shall make an effort to know God, to enter into grace, to enjoy this precious blessing. We became the children of God. We became the Lord's darling love. We even have the Spirit to dwell inside us. I will give thanks to God that He make known to us many truths in the Bible. We value the Lord of drawing near to God in pursuing the Lord, not by knowledge, but to experience God spiritually. For example, we knew well God is our Abba, we are born of God. Many brothers and sisters have experienced and enjoyed this affection of Father and Son deeply. And the Lord has manifest the name of Abba to us again and again. How treasurable that we have this experience and knowledge, so that we can be in one heart with the Lord. Even if we go across the world, we can bear witness of the heart of Abba. We can tell others the love of Abba for us, and what the affection we have experienced. It's so important for us to preach the gospel, so that many can be saved. On the other hand, in order a man can be more glorious, that he can enjoy the glorious plan of God, we must enter into the truths to experience the truths. I would like to sing a hymn, though this hymn is a bit old, but it tells us what is the aim of our conversion and being saved. It's in God's Family Hymnal, the third, Song 11, The Perfect Salvation. There are four stanzas, but we only sing the first and the fourth.
My sins more than I can number, His blood washed me white as snow. He has purged my conscience, now I am free before God. Precious blood, redeem me. What can I pay Him back? Let me enjoy Your great love and Your perfect salvation. The bitter way You walk for me, You have finished on the cross. You lay down Your life for me, that I can embrace You. Lord, let me see Your heart. Move me to love You more. I'd offer my life for You. Forever I will love You.
I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to Him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to draw near the Lord face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the letter to Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For
for one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. How treasurable are these verses of the Bible! I guess you're moved by the content in this chapter, especially in verse 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The Lord has loved us when we were against God and we were yet sinners. In fact, it is difficult for us to comprehend, for it doesn't exist on earth. Very often, the love among men is to please each other, to cater to one another, and easily break out for minor issues. We reject God arrogantly when we were yet sinners. Even we went against the holy God when indulging in sin and in filthiness. The Lord Jesus loved us deeply. Only God is able to love us with such love. His love has surpassed the love on earth, for his love is superb and divine. There are different descriptions for love in the Bible. The highest level of love in Greek is agape, and in the letter to Romans chapter 5 verse 8 mention, but God shows his love for us. The word love here in Greek, agape, was used. Brothers and sisters, truly we shall be gracious, for God loves us with the highest love, and God loves us with this love when we were yet sinners. He loved us from the very beginning, and he keeps giving us the chances. The heart of God, his love has shown to us. Since God has shown his love to us, can we see it? Do we treasure his love? Have we regarded this love as the most treasurable in our life? We should meditate on this verse in the Bible, which specifically talked about the time when we were yet sinners. Let's take a moment to recall when we were yet sinners. What kind of person we were before our conversion? We were detestable, filthy, and against God. Brothers and sisters, God will never give up on each of us. God loves us to the end and saves us to the end. The Lord Jesus liked to save us from sins, and for we were against God. We're now reconciled to God. Truly, I would like you to take some time in meditating on this verse, as this verse is one of the top famous verses in my mind and of many people. It is worthy for us to have a deeper understanding and enjoyment. Let us come back to the letter to Romans chapter 5. In fact, Paul wrote the book of Romans in a systematic way. We have read from chapter 1 to chapter 2 that everyone is guilty. In chapter 3, he spoke of all mankind has sinned. Hence, God will have the judgment. And at the end of chapter 3 and chapter 4 mentioned the way of God's salvation, that is to justify through faith and not by works. Man is justified by faith, and here comes chapter 5. What is chapter 5 about? Since man is justified through faith and his sins are forgiven. Next, in chapter 5, spoke of the blessings of those who believe in the Lord, the joy of being saved and the fruits of the salvation. Right? Hence, the theme of chapter 5 is about the peak of salvation. We are justified and reconciled with God by faith, walking all the way to the summits in God joyously. Let us have a look at this chapter from verse 1 to 11 we just read, which is the first part of the letter to Romans chapter 5. As you can see, those who believe in the Lord has sevenfold blessings, which I'd like to share with you. As for the verses from verse 12 to 21 is the second part. Mainly the content is that grace is far above sin. If you take a look at the contents, there were a lot of one and many, such as one man and all men. There are two relatively negative descriptions in these parts, their iniquities and death. Yet, the second half of this part is very positive. For instance, much more, which means more and better, the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness, and reign in life through Christ Jesus. This verse is just an example of one of the verses. In fact, the intention of Paul kept on emphasized from verse 12 to 21 that what the Lord Jesus has done is more glorious and precious. The fruits of his salvation are far more glorious than the consequences of committing sin. It was the Lord Jesus alone who completely restored the plan of God and the ending of mankind. Death is no longer our king. The effect of justification by faith is for us to reign in life through the one man, Christ Jesus. It is very interesting here. Reigning in life is not just we who have life, which is eternal life, but more importantly, you are being in control, no longer the slave of sin, but can overcome sin. Is it more glorious? Hence, the purpose in the letter to Romans chapter 5 is telling us how blessed and glorious are those who are justified by faith. When I read this chapter today, I was attracted by verse 1 to 11 as it spoke of the fruit of salvation and the peak of salvation for us who believed in the Lord. In fact, we have sevenfold blessings. Let us meditate, enjoy, and enter into these precious truths. Firstly, verse 1 mentioned we have been justified by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ. Obviously, Paul liked to create a strong contrast that grace is far above sin. The fruit of the salvation accomplished by the Lord Jesus is more glorious and a great influence to all mankind. Some people think that this passage mentions the sin of man and even propose a new term, original sin. Yet, I don't agree with that. As we know from the scripture, the sin of man shall be put in chapter 1 and 2. Moreover, the sins they think are the original sin of man, which is not committed by the man himself, but it was inherited from Adam and Eve. Hence, this kind of sin has a good exposure structurally. In order to give a good explanation how man should be judged for his sins. For chapter 3 spoke of the judgment of God is based on truth and righteousness. In fact, many commentators believe that the focus is not on the sin of man, for it is incompatible in verses 12 to 21 in chapter 5. Many commentators believe verse 12 to 21 is the highlights of the more glorious effects of the salvation, complete by the Lord Jesus. How to highlight what the Lord Jesus did is more glorious is through the comparison. For instance, in verse 17, for if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more. Please note much more here, will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Verse 1 mentioned, have peace in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Having peace means reconciliation. It is the same as receive reconciliation, as stated in verse 11. This blessing is the first blessing for those who believe in the Lord Jesus mentioned in this passage and are justified by faith. It's so precious. When we believe in the Lord, we have already reconciled with God. When it is about the reconciliation, it means that we were not reconciled in the past. It's true, before we believe in the Lord, we were against God. We were disobedient to God and were opposite to the character of God and His will. We were the enemy of God, but not God. In fact, God has always wanted to reconcile with us. He took the initiative and planned for his salvation in order we are reconciled to him. It's so treasurable. Very often, if two friends are having an argument, how do they reconcile? One of the ways is to have a middleman to have the persuasion. And it's so precious. God sent the Lord Jesus to be our mediator. This is the Lord Jesus between God and man. He accomplished salvation and bore our sins, which was mentioned in verse 1. Have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the one who took the initiative. Even he sent the middleman and the mediator. And the Lord Jesus who did the great job for us. He brought us back to God and solved the problem of our sin. There is no barrier between God and us. Our spirits are with him closely. The word reconciliation does not appear in the Bible very often. However, in the second letter to Corinthians chapter 5, also mentioned that we are reconciled to God. This is somewhat similar to justification. But the difference is that we have a good and peaceful relationship with God. I have mentioned the meaning of peace many times. It means that our spirits are in an appropriate state to draw near to God. Hence, we shall have a peaceful heart when we come before the Lord. You should repent if you are guilty. Then we will have a good and peaceful relationship with God to draw close to God. You can refer to second letter to Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 mentioned. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself. Such love is truly amazing. We are the one who sinned against God. He sent his Son to die for us, in order we are reconciled with him. Truly, it is beyond our imagination. As I have mentioned from verse 1 to verse 11, there are sevenfold blessings for those who are justified by faith. And I can say it is the entrance to the peak of salvation step by step. There are as many as seven. Since we have just talked about the first one, I can only share them with you by bringing out the theme. The most crucial is for you to stop and meditate each blessing. The second blessing states in chapter 5, verse 5, through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and it is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we stand in grace rather than in judgment. Again, it is through the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not relying on our works. We have received this grace through faith. And I like the word stand particularly. It sounds like you can stand before God in confidence. Why you're confident that you're no longer guilty? Just as in the letter to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 mentioned, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. You see, it's so wonderful. Now that we are reconciled with God, we can come before him with confidence. Moreover, verse 2 in this chapter mentioned access into. We have been saved by grace and access into this grace in which we stand. Do you feel closer and take a step further? It's true. God likes us to come nearer to God and be closer to him. The third blessing is also in the second half of chapter 5, verse 2. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. The meaning of rejoice here is to praise and boast. That is, I'm so happy, so proud, and looking forward to the glory of God. I believe you know the meaning of hope. That means it's your dream and something you're looking for. And the glory of God is the glory of God, which is the great things and amazing of God, the wisdom, power, and the omnipresence of God. But among the glory of God, I think the most precious is his love. The desire of God is us. We are whom God loved, his ultimate love. We are the glory of God. It's so precious. We are reconciled with God after our conversion. We are able to stand before God with joy, to enjoy his love with praise, thanksgiving, boasting, and looking forward in the love of God. Is so treasurable. We are very blessed. Thus, reconciliation with God is just the beginning. Let us take a look at the fourth fruit of salvation, the fourth blessing, which is the Holy Spirit given by God. What was said in verse 5, for the love of God has poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. It's because the Holy Spirit abides in us who poured the love of God into our hearts. Hence, we have the strength to rejoice in suffering. There is endurance in suffering, and endurance produces character, which also gives us hope, and hope does not put us to shame. What a great blessing given to us! The Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts forever. He is the helper beside us. He likes to experience life with us. He likes us to understand the love of God, and our hearts are strengthened. We shall thank the Holy Spirit over and over again. He comes to serve us, help us, and work in our hearts silently. The Holy Spirit likes to guide and support us, for He wants us to be more glorious. And the Holy Spirit knows well that the most crucial thing is for us to understand the love of God. So He likes to pour the love of God into our hearts. Brothers and sisters, do you know? Many times it is the work of the Holy Spirit that reminds us the love of God. Not that we are smart to understand the love of God. Let me tell you, it is the work of the Holy Spirit. Do you feel that your relationship with God is closer? Even the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts. The fifth blessing is stated in verse 10 and verse 11, that we are reconciled to God. The word reconciled was mentioned three times consecutively, and the original text in Greek is different from the one in verse 1. What does this reconciled mean? The original text means exchange, which means to have interaction with God. We have one step further, not just about the reconciliation. Not only there is no hatred or resentment, the relationship is improved. What is even more important is to have fellowship with each other. Brothers and sisters, God likes us to have a loving communion with Him. Truly, I hope that each of us can see the heart of God. God doesn't like us just being saved. He longs to have the loving communion with us. He likes to be close to us day to day. The desire of the Lord is for us. He loves to hear our voice and see our face. This reconciliation is what Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit desire most. I'm so grateful and treasurable that we are the closest to Abba daily, and we address God as our Abba. I'm drawing near to the Lord the closest, for I'm the Lord's love. Well, we have such a close relationship and the deepest love. And the sixth blessing is in chapter 5, verse 10, which we are saved by His life. Shall we read verse 10 again? For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life? The word much more here means more precious and important, to be saved by His life. What does that mean? The word His means the Lord Jesus. His life is about the Lord who has risen from the dead. The Lord is risen from the dead and has shown He has overcome all things. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. The Lord Jesus has defeated sin, death, and the devil. Thus, we can overcome through Him. To be saved here is not just about the salvation of life, but we are boastful in the midst of trouble or any hardship. What it mentioned is to have the victory in spirit, that we have the closest relationship with God. It especially mentioned about the resurrection of the Lord, that He already dwelled in our hearts. We're living with the Lord. We don't have to wait for the glorious and victorious life in the coming days, but in the present life. Because the Lord is risen, He's living, and so are we. And we're sitting with the Lord in heaven. We shall celebrate, for we are united with the Lord forever. The last blessing is what is mentioned in chapter 5, verse 11. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Wow, this is the peak of salvation. God is our greatest satisfaction. Only He is our joy and our satisfaction. Have you ever thought that even God counts us as his joy? We rejoice in God, and God rejoices in us as well. Brothers and sisters, I'm so grateful to the Lord for taking us to one peak after another. Our spirits enjoying and experiencing him deeper and deeper. Truly, I felt our relationship with God is one. God and we enjoy each other deeply. Brothers and sisters, I hope that we have time to be quiet and enjoy the fruits of this salvation. And we long to experience the peak of salvation step by step. That's all for my sharing. I hope you have time to quiet yourself and to draw close to the Lord and enjoy him. Don't miss this precious moment. Let's take this precious time as your first priority. May the Lord bless you.